Does she like herself, do you think? Does Chrysostomus like herself?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel that she does, because when she says to Electra, "If you think you're wise, then so be it. Your heart will soon be sore. You didn't hear my words." Mm-hmm. I think she finally feels that she's got some power, and she's let go of all the codependence that she felt she needed to have with Electra.
Yes.
Because Electra's actually very cruel to Chrysothemis.
She's horrible. She's vile to her.
And I think, but she, what I really like the journey that she goes on. And what first attracted me when I said I really like the role of Chrysothemis, it was the fact that I really identified with Electra when I read it. I love to play Electra, obviously. But I thought that Chrysothemis's conviction matched her sister's.
Yes.
And so really, they were both, they were equally strong.
Mm.
And you know, when she spends all that time trying to say to Electra, "Orestes is here," and the only evidence that she has is that she felt it in her soul. So she comes on and she says, you know, no matter, which is such a strong thing to declare, and your instincts are true.
Absolutely.
And then at the end,
that was a beautiful line. What was that line that you spoke when you?
She says, and there at the grave's edge, a fresh cut lock of hair, and my soul knew it saw Orestes.
And then something about someone you were longing to see.
Yeah, Orestes, an omen, a sign from the one I love most in this world. I took it in my hands, I couldn't speak. My eyes were crying, tears of joy. You know, it's this beautiful image of it, and it's just so pure and honest. And then when she comes out and she sees that Orestes is actually here, nobody says, "Well done." You know, you were right.
Just ignored.
And there's no space for even Orestes to sort of recognise that his other sister is there. It's just a great Electra that everybody's heard of. So she really is an unsung hero.
I think that's such a good point to make about her, because Electra, when you think about her, she's such a Sophocles hero or heroine. She's uncompromising and she's passionate and she's obsessional, and she says all the time she suffers alone and all of this. And when you said that line about the one you were longing, your heart had been longing to see, I was so moved by that, because you really brought home to me in the audience that this girl has also lost her father.
Mm.
She's also lost Iphigenia, her sister. Mm. She's also living under the injustice and the tyranny of Aegisthus.
Mm.
And she's also longing to see her brother.
Mm.
And it really did... I was so moved by that.
Mm.
By the way, you spoke that.
And her only friend, her only ally is Electra's, like we'd said, horrible to her. And those little glimmers where she says... And actually, the more we do it, the more, when I'm on stage, I really hear Electra when she says, "My dear sister." And sometimes I think, "Oh, you tease." And then other times I hear Electra's defences drop and her actually say, you know, "You're my sister and I need a sister's help."
Yeah.
Which she says. And again, I find that really moving. It's like, oh my God, she's realised. You know, if we were two were better than one in Chrysothemis's eyes.
Yes.
If she could recruit Electra, she would not only be taming Electra and saving her from the wrath of Aegisthus and Clytemnestra, but they would find strength in each other.
Yes.
You know, to survive and eventually, hopefully, escape.
Yes.